Okay, hello and welcome back to my podcast. This is episode 4 of Toady Tunes. I don't have a like theme intro sort of thing yet, so I can't really introduce you like that yet. Hopefully I'll get a friend to compose something, or if you want, you could always send it to me via Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all those sorts of lovely things, or of course on Anchor, where I'm recording this from, because that's the only way I know how to do a podcast. So I don't have any money. But yeah, like if you want me to, I can credit you in your work and stuff, and I can like leave a link for other people to go find your stuff. So if anyone's willing to make a thing for my podcast, then that would be amazing, because I don't know, it would just be quite nice to have a little intro at the beginning of my podcast. I think personally, I think that'd be nice. So yeah, if you're up for that, I guess that'd be cool. Okay, so today I've got, today I've got some more songs lined up for you. Of course, we've got Fake Friends by Sigrid from her album Don't Kill My Vibe, from the year 2017, Why Do You Feel So Down by Declan McKenna from his album What Do You Think About the Car, which is also from 2017, I was about to say last year, but no, that's actually now 2 years ago. And then Girls by Cardi B, BB Rexha, Charlie XCX, and Rita Ora from their album Girls, which is last year, 2018. Stressed Out by 21 Pilots from their album Blurry Face from 2015. And Run Boy Run by Woodkid from their album The Golden Age from the year 2013. I personally quite like all these songs. Obviously, I'm the one that's choosing them, but you know, you can send songs in and then we can play them and stuff, and like that'd be really cool. So yeah, please send me stuff, it'd be nice. And like follow the Instagram, you can be the first follower. I've not put my personal ones like that, my actual Instagrams that I use, I'm not following it because I don't want that to give away who I am. Unless of course you live in Jersey and you recognise my voice, well, come up to me and say hi, I know who you are. So like not my friends following it, it's quite sad. Sorry. But basically, today I thought I could also just read some of my coursework that I've done for English, because I want to try and speak with passion. So, I mean, what have I got? My speeches that I've done. Oh dear, we don't want to hit these. Okay. We've got a persuasive speech about gender and a persuasive speech about harassment. So I wrote the harassment one a while ago after my friends and I experienced a bit of like catcalling and wolf listening, which is obviously not acceptable because, you know, we're in 2019 now, so it really should not happen anymore at all. So I wrote my one about gender. That was, yeah, I wrote that in September for school. Well, I did it on notes first, like just writing it for myself, and then I was like, you know what, I'm gonna use this for my coursework. And then I sent it to my granddad, and then he then went to my mom like, oh yeah, Julia sent me her schoolwork. And I'm just like, I just spoke to you on the phone saying, would you like me to send you my work that I did at school? Like, so my parents had to read it, which was a bit embarrassing in a way, because it was like, I don't really want you to see it, but you're going to have to now because you know about it and you're wanting to. So that's great. Yeah, so onto my speech about gender. But I'm sorry, first we're going to have to literally put in some music so I don't make you listen to my speeches for 10 minutes straight, because I know my voice can be a bit of a bore. That's why we have these lovely music breaks, I guess. So enjoy Fake Friends by Sigrid from her album Don't Kill My Vibe, the EP from 2017, and Why Do You Feel So Down by Declan McKenna from his album What Do You Think About the Car, from also the year 2017. That was a good year, I think, for some music that I've discovered. So next up, Sigrid.
Just had a breakthrough. To being your number two, I play the sidekick. Let you decide, know we're the perfect fit. Let the flame die out and rip the bandit up so slow that you can feel it burning. I say goodbye, let's keep it low-key. Cause every love story's a ghost story, ghost story. It's better to walk away than to run with fake friends. No use for excuses, so bad things come to an end. I'm not spurting for God's sake, cause I only go for gold. Don't need no fake friends, might as well shut down. Just like white noise. Let the flame die out and rip the bandit up so slow that you can feel it burning, burning. Don't want the sacrifice, let's keep it low key. Cause every love story's a ghost story, ghost story. It's better to walk away than to run with fake friends. No use for excuses, so bad things come to an end. I'm not spurting for God's sake, cause I only go for gold. Don't need no fake friends, might as well shut down. Say goodbye, let's keep it low-key. Cause every love story's a ghost story, ghost story. It's better to walk away than to run with fake friends. No use for excuses, so bad things come to an end. I'm not sporting for God's sake, cause I only go for gold. Don't need no fake friends, might as well shut down.
Oh God, I know you think of-
So, as a reminder, that was Fake Friends by Sigrid from her album Don't Kill My Vibe EP from the year 2017, and Why Do You Feel So Down by Declan McKenna from his album What Do You Think About the Car from the year 2017. I think they're both amazing artists. I love Declan McKenna's music. Like, it's just so good. And Sigrid is, their music's really good. It's just my sort of vibe, in a way, I think. But, like, it is sort of music I like to listen to. So, yeah, so next up we've got my gender speech that I wrote for my coursework for English last year. So it got 33 out of 50, so I hope you enjoy it. It's not the best mark I could have got, admittedly, but it's the best that I did, and I'm still quite proud of it because it puts across a very important issue, so I hope you enjoy. Thank you. Gender. It's a very interesting concept, yet it never seems to make sense. Even though there are countless YouTubers like Ash Ardell, Miles McKenna, Kovu Kingsrod, Jackson Bird, Thomas Sanders and more, we'll never quite seem to grasp what it's all about. Gender is all in the mind. It has been engraved into our minds long before we could even talk. It was also slapped onto the decorations of our bedrooms, onto the toys we play with, and is even starting to make its way onto the pens and pencils we write with every day. For me, when I've been growing up, it has always been pink for a girl and blue for a boy. To me, I believe that younger people need to be educated on what being transgender is, because it is becoming a more and more relevant topic. More people are coming out at a younger age, and less people understand what it is about. As the usual response is that it's just a phase and how you'll get over it. The problem is that schools don't educate children on this topic, as it is always deemed as irrelevant, as it won't affect people, which is obviously a lie. From my experience of PSHE classes in secondary school over 4 years, I cannot speak of any information regarding the LGBTQ+ community. All the information I know is from the internet and hundreds of YouTube videos. We already use non-gendered pronouns every day when we speak and write in the English language by using the singular pronoun of they. For example, they enjoy eating ice cream instead of she enjoys eating ice cream or he enjoys eating ice cream. They are a cool person. We don't always use he or she. We just automatically use they instead, because you don't need to specify what that person's gender is always, because it's like, if you know who the person is, I could say to a female English teacher, like, if I was talking about a friend of mine, I could say, oh yeah, she's pretty cool, or I could say, they are pretty cool. If a young child called Georgina was wearing a hot pink princess dress and tiara, had long blonde hair, and walked up to you, you would automatically assume that they were a girl rather than a boy, due to centuries-old gender stereotypes. That would be until they said that they were a boy, and liked dinosaurs and race cars instead of princesses, ponies and dress-up dolls. At this point, a lot of people would probably be speechless and tell them that they were confused and that girls don't like dinosaurs, they like princesses. Of course, Georgina, at this point, was wearing a pink princess dress. In the future, Georgina would probably develop some sort of gender dysphoria. Gender dysphoria is when someone realizes that they believe themselves to be in their mind mentally. That what they believe themselves to be in their mind mentally isn't what's in their pants. In Georgina's case, they would mentally believe that they're a boy trapped in a girl's body, so developing breasts at puberty might give Georgina gender dysphoria. During their lifetime, someone would have probably told them to kill themselves. How would you feel if Georgina was your child, being told to die? I know that there will always be people in this world that believe that everyone is straight and either a man or a woman, and that being gay or trans is a sin, when really, they've just misinterpreted the Bible, Westboro Baptist Church. But I also believe that everyone is entitled to their own opinion, even if I disagree with it. But to be honest, if Jesus died for our sins and being gay or trans is a sin, then does that not mean that Jesus died for the gay, trans, LGBTQ+ community? Did you know that 4 out of 10 LGBT students feel unsafe at school because of their gender expression? Did you know that 63.9% of LGBT students have reported being verbally harassed? 27.1% physically harassed, and 12.4% being physically assaulted at school because of their gender expression? People are told to kill themselves because they aren't valid, or the world would be better off without them. This is a massive lie, as the world would be better off without all the hate and transphobic and homophobic people, terrorists and corrupt governments. The young LGBTQ plus kids are the world's future, and they are going to make it a better place. It is a very confusing concept that differentiates from country to country and culture to culture. This means that in some places like Hawaii, there was a third gender called Mau that was recognised and thought to be more superior than the binary genders of male and female. This was until our British, Spanish and Portuguese ancestors went to the Americas and discovered new land that already existed for hundreds of years and went to destroy it all, thus getting rid of the third gender of Mau in Hawaii. Gender is infinite, limitless, and entirely on a spectrum. When I use the word spectrum, I mean there are varying degrees on which people feel or experience their gender. The fact that gender is a spectrum is slowly making its way onto the TV shows we watch, which is an amazing thing, as it normalises talking about gender and changing it, and changing all the stereotypes. The problem that faces us today is the bullying that happens because of someone being trans. There are lots of stories about young transgender kids who are getting beaten up and bruised badly for just being who they are. They are told to kill themselves just for being who they are. The issue sometimes lies with the schools that these kids go to, as they are never educated on what being transgender is. A lot of people rely on YouTubers and the internet to educate them on this topic. I once told a six-year-old that I had a friend who was a girl and then became a boy, and she instantly understood what I meant. She asked, "Oh, is he transgender?" And I was thrilled, because I knew at least that some kids are getting educated about it today. I went to that same primary school that that young girl went to, the six-year-old, and I'm so impressed, and I'm really proud of the school for managing to get it through to the kids. However, the real question is that one day, will we ever be able to understand gender and not care if someone is a boy, a girl, non-binary, a demi-guy, demigirl, etc.? It won't matter if someone is gay, asexual, bisexual, a lesbian, pansexual, aromantic, homoromantic, panromantic, or demisexual. No one will actually care if someone is whatever they claim to be, and I think that that is the best outcome for humanity, and I hope that that can be achieved, definitely, within the next 50 years at this rate. Do I think society's ideas about gender are improving? Yes. Do I think that we can improve on that? Definitely. There is still a long, long way to go. We need to stop thinking that the people of tomorrow are going to educate youngsters on what gender is and start educating youngsters today. Thank you. Now, sorry, I don't know if you could tell, I got like really passionate about that there. But I was really like fuming about my thing. It actually didn't do that well on my coursework. I only got 33 out of 50 for that, which was quite upsetting, because one of the English teachers did come up to me and said, "Oh yeah, we were really impressed with your work," and I was like, "Oh, thank you, like, woo, go me," but I didn't do well enough, so that was a shame. So now I've got one that I wrote a few weeks ago after my friends and I were eating our lunch and got catcalled and wolf-whistled as the boys from the other school walked past, which was just really awkward because admittedly we all started like swearing back at them because that was our normal reaction to try and fight them off, which obviously is not the best reaction, because we spoke to our head teacher after the event saying, because I had an interview with him earlier like that day about continuing it for sixth form, and he said, "Oh, what if you could change one thing about the school, what would it be?" And I was saying, honestly, I don't know. I said it was one of those things where if you weren't asked it now, but you could always think about it, like a few days ago, I could have been thinking, "Oh yeah, I could definitely change this about my school." Whereas when you get asked it, you're like, "Actually, I don't know," but you do know, you just can't think of it because it's a spur of the moment question. So later on that day, I said, "Actually, you know what? I would like to change the thoughts on this." And then he said to me, "And what are you going to do about it?" And I was just like, email their head teacher. And he said, "That is exactly what you're going to do." Admittedly, that was at least a month ago, but I know I need to do it, and I'm going to try and do it, and I don't know, maybe I'll send their head teacher my speech that I've written and go, "You get me." But yeah, sorry, there was a click in the ear, that's just me. But it is not a joke, because millions and millions of people around the world experience this every day, and it is just horrifying that it has to happen, because it is not acceptable. It is demeaning and disrespectful towards women and men. We need to speak more about it, men, but primarily for my speech, I'm sorry, it is more about women, but that is coming from my perspective of it, because that is something that I have experienced. So it's a lot easier to write about that. I would rather not steal a man's thunder and go, I obviously know all about your experiences, so I'm going to write about that, because I don't know all about your experiences. Okay, so now on to my second piece of coursework, which I've just titled Harassment, because I couldn't think of anything else to write it about, so. Yeah, hope you enjoy this one as well. Maybe I'll get even more passionate, who knows. Harassment. It is not a joke. Most people will experience it at some point in their lives, mainly girls, because men feel superior and have this imaginary right that allows them to do this. But please tell me, where is this right that you say you have? Where is it written down? Who said it was allowed? I believe that this sort of behaviour should be abolished, as it is unacceptable in a school environment for various reasons. It is disrespectful, as it makes it seem okay to mock women when they're going about their everyday lives. It is pointless because it doesn't do any good and no one really gets any benefit from it. Recently, my friends and I were made to feel uncomfortable whilst eating our lunch outside of a classroom where another friend was working for her DT. The boys were probably aged 14 to 15, at least, and were wolf-whistling as they walked past, saying comments such as, "Damn, that's fine." Two groups of 3 to 4 boys walked past us, all wolf-whistling and saying their comments. The first time we all ignored it, being bystanders. However, when it occurred the second time, we all believed that we should do something about it. The boys had every right to be there, as our schools share the classroom, but what they did not have was the right to whistle at us as they walked past. Who told them that they had the right? They never asked us if it was okay to whistle. They were just doing whatever the hell they wanted to, knowing that we would be powerless to stop them and that it would go unreported. But they were wrong, because here I am writing this speech. I guess that's one way of reporting it. Girls in general should not be wolf-whistled by boys, especially whilst in a school environment, because it promotes people being disrespectful and is demeaning towards us. It can make us feel like trophies, objects needing to be won, so that men can feel better about themselves. This needs to be abolished. For good. We are not your fetish. By wolf-whistling some girls and ignoring others, it can damage a girl's mental health and stability to... It can damage a girl's mental health and stability to be ignored, as their self-worth can decline as they don't feel as special as the ones being whistled. Society expects women to feel complimented when being wolf-whistled, when really it isn't a good thing. No one wants their daughter, friend, sister, or niece to be taken away from them because of one simple comment that should never have happened. But it did. They felt judged because they weren't given society's compliment. In this day and age, the fact that boys can still get away with this sickening behaviour disgusts me, as the situation can never improve, as they will continue to believe that this was socially acceptable behaviour, which it most certainly is not. Girls should not have to walk into school feeling judged by boys on their every move, knowing they'll receive these so-called flattering, snarky, indecent remarks. We are not interested in someone who wolf-whistles or calls our asses fine. We are not interested in being catcalled. It shows immaturity in the fact that they think it's funny to do such a thing when it really isn't. It doesn't make them look any better as a person, and it could potentially ruin someone's day. It doesn't do anyone any favours, so if they don't have anything genuinely nice to say, they can just keep their mouths shut and just walk away from this immaturity that they are taught is okay. Some of us aren't even going to be interested in men in our lives. Some of us are gay. It wouldn't do us any favours. It would be pointless for both of us. But because no one is willing enough to change these stereotypes, the girls are just prize trophies waiting to be won by boys. The circumstances do not, will not, and cannot change. They will just continue to provide us with wolf whistles and catcalls, which is unacceptable. We are not trophies. We are individual human beings that don't want to be disturbed at every corner. We want to live our lives in peace. We want to be able to eat our lunches happily with our friends. It is appalling, as it needs to change. This needs to change for our daughters, for our granddaughters, for our nieces, for our sisters. We are not a fetish. Thank you. So as you can see, that was a good, like, minute and a half shorter than my gender one, but I noticed a few errors in that, and I'm really annoyed because I printed it out and gave it to the teacher earlier at school during the strike, so that's a bit annoying. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is, like, I'm recording this the day is the strike, so, like, I mentioned the strike in the last episode. This, I'm recording it this evening, so it might go up next week, it might go up tomorrow. We don't know yet. I'll need to finish recording episode 3 first, but I'm waiting for something else to load on there from, because I, this, during episode 3, I was walking. That's why it's like that long 20 minutes of speech areas. Well, 16, but what there is to do in Jersey. I was walking down the hill. So, yeah, I recorded that on voice memos on my phone. Literally just walking and had my earphone in my ear. So, and just speaking into the microphone. But, yeah, so that was my one on harassment. I hope you enjoyed that. So I could tell it was a lot shorter. And I missed out the A in as. So I'm going to need to resend it to her, which is quite annoying. But oh well. Let's go. My teacher's name. I need to edit this. So, yeah. I'll use her first name. Like, Lucy, I need to edit this. So, yeah, I'm going to do that tomorrow. So that's all my speeches I'm going to give you, because that fills up our time. And now I guess we can listen to the songs. Okay, cool. Okay, so next up we've got Girls by Cardi B, Bebe Rexha, Charlie XCX and Rita Ora from their album Girls from the year 2018, and Stressed Out by 21 Pilots from their album Blurry Face from the year 2015. So I hope you enjoy these two songs. I enjoy them, I guess, so you're not going to have to listen to them, but please enjoy. Thanks. Happy listening.
Her name is Laura. We learned a lot of how to do it like we do it like we wanna. We just know. We just know. I ain't one-sided. I'm open-minded. I'm 50-50 and I'm never gonna hide it. You should know. You should know. Hey. All summer we've been in the booth. 68 Chevy with nothing to do. In the summer haze, hushed off. And last night, yeah, we got with the dude. I saw him, he was looking at you. So I said, hey, hushed off. Sometimes I just wanna kiss girls, girls, girls. Red wine, I just wanna kiss girls, girls, girls. Sometimes I just wanna kiss girls, girls, girls. Red wine, I just wanna kiss girls, girls, girls. Girls, girls, yeah. Girls, girls.
You know
girls.
I dreamed it, and then I named it. I put the lane in the cage and then I laid with her all night.
All night.
Her all night. Yeah, I'm the hunter and she the prayer. I'm the thriller and the killer and the savior. Up all night. We up all night. Yeah.
All summer we've been in the booth. 68 Chevy with nothing to do. In the summer haze, hush loving. Sometimes I just wanna kiss girls, girls, girls. Red wine, I just wanna kiss girls, girls, girls.
Running up your tongue, right? I put the smack on your lips, I'll pucker up. We ain't never heard of you, cause you ain't done enough. And I don't gotta introduce myself. I'm too sexy, I seduce myself. Seven figure, never need a girl. I steal your chick, have her down with the scissor.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang. I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
Fake names, blurry face, and I care what you think. My name's blurry face, and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
A certain smell will take me back to when I was young. How come I'm never able to identify where it's coming from? I'd make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I'd probably only sell one. Maybe to my brother, cause we have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder.
My name's blurry face, and I care what you think. My name's blurry face, and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
Used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at their face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. We used to play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly it far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at their face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
We used to play pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Used to play pretend, used to play pretend, money. We used to play pretend, wake up, you need the money. Play pretend, give each other different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money. Yeah.
So that was Girls by Cardi B, BB Rexha, Charlie XCX, and Rita Ora from their album Girls from the year 2018. And Stressed Out by 21 Pilots from their album Blurry Face from the year 2015. Next up we've got Run Boy Run by WidKid from their album The Golden Age from the year 2013. I first heard this song, I think, after I watched 13 Reasons Why, and it was like at the end of episode 2 and I was like, oh, what's this song? It's so good. In the credits. And then apparently at school my house did it for our dance competition that we've got every year called Top of the Pops. But then I didn't remember it from that, but it's still a really good song, I think, just to dance to anyway, but it's just so good, like the music and the sounds of it and everything. So, yeah, I don't have anything else to say. I mean, I've spoken quite a bit this episode, my two speeches. I hope you enjoyed them, like they might give you food for thought or something. So you've got any queries, questions, comebacks, message me at ToadyTunesCast on Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter. And if you just search that up on Facebook, it'll come up as well. I don't know how to share pages, but, yeah, so that's, you can message me on those. Questions, queries, comebacks, just come at me and, like, ask stuff. If you've got any interesting stories or like a speech or something, anything you would like to say, and like I can broadcast it out, I'd be up for that. So if you've got anything, send it to me at totallytunescast@gmail.com, I think. I can check that. I think it is that. Yeah, it will be. So yeah, and then hope you enjoy Run by Run. Next episode, I've got my friend Rebecca, who won a competition recently, so she's going to talk about that. So hope you enjoy. Thank you. Bye.
Run, boy, run. This world is not meant for you. Run, boy, run. They're trying to catch you. Run, boy, run. Running is a victory. Run, boy, run. Beauty lies behind the hills. Run, boy, run. The sun will be guiding you. Run, boy, run. They're dying to stop you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. Break out from society. War is another day, hey. And you don't have to hide away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. But for now, it's time to run, it's time to run. Journey to run, boy, run. The secret inside of you. Run, boy, run. This race is a prophecy. Run, boy, run. And disappear in the trees. War is another day, hey. You don't have to hide away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. But for now, it's time to run, it's time to run. Tomorrow is another day, hey. When the night fades away, yeah. You'll be a man, boy. But for now, it's time to run, it's time to run.
You just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.